What to talk about? When you are first meeting someone, conversation can be a bit hard, but you can do it. This section of the website gives you some ideas of how to handle this. You will talk about different things with different people. It depends on how well you know them. Some people don't talk much. That's okay. You can still be friends with them. If you're not sure, ask someone you trust to help you know what is not so good to talk about. If you or the other person don't talk much, you may just want to do an activity together. Some good friends just enjoy playing a game or sport or looking at a DVD together. Examples of games could be like a card game, or like Crazy Eights, or a computer game. It is good to know some activities you can share that don't require talking. You will still be communicating and building your friendship by your friendliness. Here are some conversation suggestions. Introduce yourself. Maybe share a fun fact about yourself. This will make you easier to remember. It will also help people feel more comfortable around you. If they forget to tell you their name, ask. Listen carefully to their name and repeat it. Try to remember it. People like it when others remember their names. Ask about the other person. There are a lot of things you can ask about. Where they live or work and their hobbies are often good things to ask about. But don't be nosy. There's some things people don't like to talk about when they first meet someone new. It's important to respect this. Another thing you can do is talk about a favorite interest that you have. For example, if you like NHL hockey, ask them if they have a favorite team. A lot of people like sports. Sports are easy to talk about. Also, think about where you met this person. Talk about that. There's probably a common interest you both share that has to do with that place. You can talk about their pets. Most people like animals, and a lot of people like to talk about their pets. Also, you could talk about a movie you saw. Say what you thought of it. Ask if they have seen it. Here are some things to remember. Don't ask a lot of personal questions. This is not so polite. Later, if you do become friends, you will end up learning a lot about each other, but this takes time. Also, don't share too much about yourself right away. Some things are personal. People get uncomfortable if you share too much right away. Talking about your disability can sometimes be important. When you're trying to make friends, you will meet new people. Sometimes those people will never have met a person with a disability before. They might not know what to say or how to act. It can help to explain your disability. You can help them feel more comfortable. This can be especially important if you're going out alone with a new friend. Explain what you can do and what you cannot do. Talking about things to other people gets them out in the open. Being able to explain your disability to others will help them see that it's no big deal. It will help them also to ask you if they have questions. For example, maybe you have a condition like epilepsy. You might explain that you may have a seizure sometimes. Tell the person what can happen and what they should do to help you. Maybe you have diabetes or you need to eat and take medication at certain times. If you are planning to get together, it would be important for the other person to know this. Also, you might use a wheelchair. The other person may want to know if they should help you. You can tell them how to do this. Or maybe you'll want to tell them that you can order a wheelchair van to get to an event if you make plans far enough ahead of time. Here are some hints from young people who responded to our online survey. One person in Quebec says, "I participate in gatherings and I talk so as to get to know the other people." Another person in BC says, "The best thing is to be yourself. Always show your true face to other people. As for me, I choose my friends, and when they need to help them with schoolwork or as a volunteer, I willingly help them because I love to help others." Another survey respondent in Ontario said that meeting new people can teach you about yourself. Dana told us, "I got to know a lot of different people and learn new things about myself as well as others. I've grown as a person."